Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, if you have any other questions or would like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital, their phone number is 906 area code 635-5910. Store that in your phone. You don't have to call me on Saturday morning and ask me for Dr. Jeff's number. You can go ahead and put that right in your phone and save it. Sioux Animal Hospital, absolutely greatly appreciate that. Well, a story we've been following, and I think this is going to be very interesting the way this is handled. Senate Republican leader in the state Senate, Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor, called for a federal investigation into what he called the growing scandal involving the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Now, I have been calling for the absolutely defunding and complete elimination of the MEDC for years. When I ran for the state Senate back in 2010 against Howard Walker 15 years ago, I was saying this needs to go away. And since then, it's only gotten worse. Especially under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. When she got elected in 2018, took office January 1st, 2019, this woman, governor, put the MEDC on steroids. I absolutely believe that it is a money laundering scheme that has been grown, amplified by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Why? Because of this one particular grant that finally, somebody is taking a look into this. Specifically, Senator Nesbitt said the Attorney General's investigation has uncovered deeply concerning details, quote unquote, regarding the alleged misuse of a $20 million grant that was awarded to Faye Baydoun, a known associate of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Official email records now confirm that Baydoun communicated directly with the governor's office in order to secure the grant. It's now alleged that top MEDC officials not only knew about the arrangement, but also attempted to hide and withhold evidence from the Attorney General's investigators, end quote, said Nesbitt. Stacey LaRouche, spokesperson with the governor's office, referred all the inquiries that MERS News Service was presenting to them to the former House Speaker, Jason Wentworth, whom she said sponsored the legislative enhancement grant. Wentworth denied seeking the money for Baydoun's project, according to the Detroit News. Now, this is interesting. If the Detroit News, probably Craig Mauger or Chad Livengood, are investigating this story, it is going to be very interesting to see how this story is spun in the Detroit News. I don't buy the Detroit News. It's too expensive. I won't spend $2 of paper. But I do pull up their stories online when they're open to the public. I refuse to pay for a subscription, but they're on the case. Now, here is basically the backstory. Fiscal year 2023 budget. Just basically 2 years ago, included $1.1 billion to create good-paying jobs across the state and to attract new businesses. Again, I ask the very simple question. Where in our state constitution does it say that's something that government should be doing? Answer. Nowhere. So if it's not in the state constitution, how is it that our Lansing officials, state representatives, state senators, and governors have been able to get away with spending this kind of taxpayer dollars on this type of activity? That's the first question. I've been against it since 2010. When I first got into this political game, you cannot use taxpayer dollars to give grant money as an incentive to get new businesses to come to the state of Michigan. That's not fair to the businesses that are already here. People who have lived in Michigan, perhaps some of us, our entire lives, have chosen to do business here in the state of Michigan without getting any help from the government in any way, shape, or form. No grants, no loans, no tax abatements, and definitely not $20 million in the form of a grant to start up a brand new business. Well, included in the 2023 budget of $1.1 billion was an allocation fund. $15 million proposed for a statewide international talent attraction effort as a part of a competitive program under the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. Okay, we don't have enough talent here in the state of Michigan. We don't have enough talented, educated young people. We don't have anybody in the state of Michigan that can do the work, that can do the jobs of these companies. So we have to do a statewide international talent attraction. What does that tell you about our education system? If you're claiming that we now have to search the entire globe because other countries educate their young people better than we do, you got a problem with your education system. Well, during the legislative process, the Republican-led legislature cut that line item out of the $1.1 billion. Republicans had a problem with it, like I just described, and they struck it out. However, instead, then-Speaker Jason Wentworth sponsored a separate $20 million non-competitive legislative enhancement grant that included very specific boilerplate language about the grant recipient into the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's budget. Here's the language. I'm going to read the whole thing. The language said the grant would be, quote, awarded to an international business accelerator located in a city with a population of between 83,500 and 84,000, and in a county with a population of between 1.25 million and 1.3 million. According to the most recent federal decennial census that supports the growth of the Michigan economy by attracting top international entrepreneurs to establish their companies in Michigan with a focus on next generation medical services and equipment. In addition, agriculture, engineering, design and development, and other technology-focused industries. Funds shall be used for the establishment of the accelerator and operating support, end quote. Okay, I'm going to back the bus up. Do you know why bills have specific numbers in the legislative bills that many of these politicians do? This brings back, man, this is deja vu. Former state senator Jason Allen wrote a specific bill that was going to give the tax break to a local businessman in Traverse City back in the day, and worded it in such a way, folks, that the bill only applied to this one constituent. One gentleman, his business, the type of business it was, the way he described it, much like what Wentworth did here, where the bill only applied to that one constituent. Why? Because the constituent donated to Jason Allen's election campaign. We talked about this back in 2010. When he ran for Congress, remember Dan Benishek? Well, Jason Allen primary challenged him and almost beat him. But that specific bill came up. We're going to go through these numbers, and then we're going to do a check. And we're going to find out exactly which community in the state of Michigan did these numbers apply to. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this first hour today on this Hump Day Wednesday. The language specifically said the grant award would be to an international business accelerator located in a city with a population of between 83,500 and 84,000 people. And in a county with a population of between 1,250,000 and 1,300,000 people based on the 2020 census. Well, guess what? Fay Baydoun just happened to open up an office in that city that met those population requirements. Not only did that city meet the city requirements, but the city was located in a county that had that population. Proposed to open up a international business accelerator business, focusing on everything word for word that was described in Jason Wentworth, the speaker's language. Attracting top international entrepreneurs to establish their companies in Michigan with a focus on next generation medical services and equipment, agriculture, engineering, design, development, and other technology focused industries. Funds shall be used for the establishment of the accelerator and operating support. Well, the Detroit News reported yesterday that the Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO, Quentin Messer Jr., personally congratulated Baydoun for the $20 million program being included in Whitmer's initial fiscal year 2023 budget recommendation in an email that the Detroit News received. The Attorney General's office executed search warrants at the MEDC's downtown Lansing headquarters in mid-June, June 18th, not even a month ago, when the governor and the aforementioned MEDC CEO Quentin Messer Jr. were out of the country. They were in Australia on an economic visit to that country. Dana Nessel's office served the search warrant and raided the office. Well, the MEDC's attorney wanted a judge to quash the search warrant and force the return of all the materials that the MEDC believes are confidential under attorney-client privilege. But the judge agreed that the attorney general's use of a taint team, that's a team of different attorneys, to review the materials to see if, in fact, there is any information in there, any materials in there that would fall under the attorney-client privilege. Well, Whitmer reportedly distanced herself from Faye Baydoun after the Detroit News ran articles regarding Baydoun's use of the grant, including using $4,500 to purchase a coffee maker. Also, Whitmer subsequently dropped Baydoun from the MEDC Executive Committee, a position Baydoun held while chasing the grant money. That's pretty interesting. However, in a June 25th court filing, the Attorney General included an unredacted email from Baydoun to Whitmer's Chief Operating Officer, Tricia Foster, indicating that the MEDC gave a nod of approval as the governor requested to secure the grant for Baydoun's Global Link company, and that Quentin Messer Jr. was, quote, fully aware of this, end quote. Faye Baydoun signed this email to Trish Foster. Trish, sorry I missed you at Mackinac. I wanted to give you a quick update regarding the Global Link project. The MEDC has given their nod of approval as the governor requested. Quentin Messer and Susan Corbin are aware of this. The project will be included in the supplemental budget. I will provide you with the wording as soon as I have it. Let me know if you have any questions. Stay safe. Signed, Faye Baydoun. Do you see what's going on here, folks? The governor of the state of Michigan was part of this $20 million grant being given to a known associate of hers, and in the end, squandered the money. Never seen the grand opening of the Global Link project. No jobs ever created other than the purchase of a $4,500 coffee maker. You know what? We'll wrap this up on the other side. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tire.